USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
With the death toll at 18, there are hopes that missing people may still be found alive after Hurricane Michael smashed into the Florida panhandle last week, but those hopes are fading fast. One fire official in Mexico Beach said the search for survivors will continue today, but he thinks it's looking doubtful. Meanwhile, people are flocking to shelters to get what they need after the storm.
This woman is from Panama City.
As soon as I get my phone, I'm going to dial 800-621-FEMA, because with a tree on your house, they will help you get rid of that.
Jackie is staying at a shelter because she also had a tree fall on her house.
They're doing their best they can with cots and blankets.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
The Taliban says it's held a meeting with a U.S. diplomat Friday as part of efforts to end the 17-year-old war in Afghanistan. The U.S. won't confirm it, though. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
Just hours after his return from Turkey, where he'd been detained for over 2 years, President Trump welcomes Pastor Andrew Brunson to the Oval Office. And the 50-year-old pastor from North Carolina prays for President Trump and his administration.
I ask that you pour out your Holy Spirit on President Trump, that you give him supernatural wisdom to accomplish all the plans you have for this country and for him. I ask that you give him wisdom on how to lead this country into righteousness.
Brunson, a missionary, was imprisoned in Turkey on terrorism charges, which he strongly denies. The president thanking the Turkish president for Brunson's release when he spoke at a rally in Kentucky last night, where he and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell were also bragging about how many judges have been added to the courts since the president was elected. McConnell says a record 84 judges have been added to the federal bench.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
While President Trump is promising severe punishment if there's evidence that the Saudi government killed a Washington Post columnist, the president's ruling out canceling a $110 billion arms deal with Saudi Arabia. He didn't specify what punishment he would turn to if Saudi Arabia is proven to have killed Jamal Khashoggi. Saudis are denying being involved, but Turkish officials say they've got recordings that prove that Khashoggi was killed by a Saudi hit team inside a consulate in Turkey. Arraignment is scheduled this week for actor Vince Vaughn, arrested last June during a sobriety driver's license checkpoint in Manhattan Beach, California. The 48-year-old actor and a male passenger were stopped at an intersection when prosecutors say police told Vaughn to get out of his car, and he refused. He faces one count of driving under the influence of an alcoholic beverage and one count of refusing to comply with a police officer. Vaughn could face up to a year in jail if convicted. He appeared in a number of films, including Wedding Crashers, Anchorman 1 and 2, and Swingers. And a Minnesota man evading a bail bonds crew is alive after something that sounds like it's out of a cartoon. He jumped out of an eighth-story window and bounced off an awning onto the sidewalk. 27-year-old Travis Blanche, who was wanted for drug charges, did sustain some serious injuries, but none of them are life-threatening. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.